In making a decision, does it help to hear that there's a 40% likelihood that a job you're thinking about will lead to a promotion? Or it's a 70% likelihood you'll be able to park within a mile of the movie theater? Well, this week we're considering probabilities and how useful or perhaps misleading they can be. Yesterday we heard about weather forecasts, and it turned out that a 20% chance of rain is a more mysterious concept than we had thought. Well, today, probability in an agency even more mysterious than the National Weather Service, the Central Intelligence Agency.
There was a real injunction that no one should ever use numbers to explain probability.
That's Kenneth Pollack, who used to be a military analyst at the CIA, where he now teaches intelligence analysis. Pollack says CIA analysts are told, if you are asked what the chances of something happening, use words.
Almost certainly, or highly likely, or very unlikely.
What's the problem with numbers?
Assigning numerical probabilities suggests a much greater degree of certainty than you ever want to convey to a policymaker. What we're doing is inherently difficult. Some might even say it's impossible. We're trying to predict the future. And, you know, saying to someone that there's a 67% chance that this is going to happen, that sounds really precise. And that makes it seem like we really know what's going to happen. And the truth is that we really don't.
So Ken Pollack was surprised by the accounts of one especially high-profile event in which CIA analysts and others in the intelligence agencies used numbers, very specific numbers, to express probabilities. Let's go back to May 1st, 2011.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda.
According to writers who investigated the decision to send Navy SEALs to the compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, the estimates of certainty that bin Laden was the man they'd spotted in the compound covered a range. Both Peter Bergen and Mark Bowden wrote separately that the lead analyst at the CIA put his confidence level at 90% or 95%. The deputy director at the CIA was at 60%. Other analysts, they say, settled on a much lower number, 40%. A week after the raid, President Obama went on 60 Minutes and acknowledged that it had been a tough decision because the evidence was circumstantial.
At the end of the day, this was still a 55-45 situation. I mean, we could not say definitively that bin Laden was there.
Other accounts have Obama concluding it was basically 50-50, a coin flip. Well, reading these accounts, Jeff Friedman wondered about how the intelligence analysts had presented their views and whether they could have done it better. Friedman researches national security decision-making as a postdoctoral fellow at Dartmouth. He's the co-author of a paper examining the decision to stage the raid on Abbottabad. And he says this, people's beliefs about how probable something is are subjective. And how much we trust those people is also subjective. But Jeff Friedman argues you can still structure those subjective judgments effectively, especially if you remember where people making those judgments are coming from, as in the bin Laden case.
The low estimate of 30 or 40% likelihood that bin Laden was at Abbottabad was issued by a CIA red team. And the red team, which is a common institutional practice, is to be skeptical on purpose, right? They were meant to poke holes in the intelligence. So they, of course, came out with the low assessment, 30 or 40%. The deputy director of intelligence, Michael Morell, says that he assessed that there was a 60% chance that bin Laden would be at Abbottabad. And he tells President Obama explicitly that he's lowballing that assessment a bit because he remembers this assessment of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, and he knows how easy it is to sort of connect these dots and to be over-optimistic in intelligence. What does President Obama do in the end? He says it's a coin flip. We're going with 50-50. So he ends up implicitly giving the most weight to the estimates at the bottom that are the least credible.
So what would have been, to your way of thinking, the clearest way in which analysts could have put to President Obama in that case their estimate of the likelihood that Osama bin Laden was in that compound in Abbottabad?
Here's what I think would have been the clearest way to present that information. To present a clear likelihood, which is some kind of weighted average of people's views, to also say clearly how much confidence people had in this discussion. So, for instance, you could say, we believe that the chances bin Laden is at Abbottabad are 65%, but people disagree about this, and personal estimates range from 40 to 95%. And then last, to say how much this is about to change. So, for instance, the United States has been tracking this particular compound for about 9 months. There have been something on the order of 40 intelligence reviews. This is probably the best we are going to do. Now, I think if you say those three things, likelihood, confidence, and responsiveness, I think that would still be subjective, and you could still debate that. But I think that would have been at least a much more structured way to present that situation to the president than what he received.
But wouldn't my next question as president be, who says 45%?
It would. And it should, by the way. I mean, when you present information to the president, you want to present information that allows him to ask the right questions. Who thinks what and why? Why do people disagree? That's all important. But the point is, in this case, they did that. I mean, the story is that the president met with his advisors and kept going around the table and asking people to state their views and to resolve them. And even once these views were stated, and even once everybody had had a chance to talk about why they disagreed, the question was then, okay, what do we do now? And I think that stumbling block is something that I think is a lot more tractable than many people believe.
But for all of Jeff Friedman's confidence in quantified expressions of probability, former CIA analyst Ken Pollack adds this caution. Sure, you can say something is 95% probable and the opposite is just 5%, but
you wait long enough and you will get the 5% probability happening.
What's a 5% event that's happened, that an event of consequence that you can think of?
The United States winning the Battle of Midway. It is stunning to me that we won that battle and won it as decisively as we did, and yet it was arguably the most important victory of the Pacific War.
Sometimes long shots win and slam dunks bounce off the rim. Most of us aren't called upon to forecast military or political events, but deciding to take a prescription drug or to have surgery is common. We'll hear about probability at the doctor's office tomorrow and Friday.